As stars twinkle from within a cloudy nebula, a point of light soars past. Now, a beam shines brightly from a chunky spacecraft as it turns. Words type out in amber font. Scientific Exploratory Vessel, Prometheus. Crew, 17. Date, December 21st, 2093. Distance from Earth, 3.27 times 10 to the 14th power kilometers. Destination, undisclosed. Four thick jets propel the spacecraft ahead. On board, automated doors open to reveal a trim blonde man in a gray jumpsuit. Now, a monitor showing vital signs bears the name Shaw. The man presses it with his finger. Wearing a helmet with a glowing amber visor over his eyes, he touches a long casket-like pod. Its clouded glass clears, revealing Holloway's colleague. Clad in bandage-like undergarments, she appears to sleep. Using a touchscreen built into the glass, the man accesses an amber-hued memory of a little girl watching men carry a body on a litter.
What happened to that man?
He died.
Why aren't you helping them?
They don't want my help. Their God is different than ours.
Her father prepares a meal.
Why did he die?
Sooner or later, everyone does.
Like Mummy.
A woman's image appears, then vanishes.
Like Mummy.
Where do they go?
Everyone has their own word.
He wears a cross.
Heaven. Paradise. Whatever it's called. Someplace beautiful.
How do you know it's beautiful?
An image shows his hand laying the cross in hers.
Because that's what I choose to believe. What do you believe in?
The young Shah regards the local priest. The trim man appears at the vision's center. As the transmission ends, the man lingers with his hand on the touchscreen, then steps away. Now, he touches a panel and doors open before him. Holding a basketball in one hand, he strides through the ship's chambers. Lights turn on as he passes, then blink out again. Pausing by a table, he crouches and picks something up off the spotless floor. Moving on, he bounces the ball. In a cockpit, he activates a computer with a three-dimensional holographic screen.
Good morning, David. Transmitting message.
A screen at the top shows a girl playing a violin.
No response.
Now, on a basketball court with a row of treadmills at one end, David rides a bicycle in circles. He shoots the basketball from the bike, and it goes through the basket.
Whilst this manner of articulation is attested in the Indo-European descendants...
Now, David eats a bowl of white mush with a spoon, his attention fixed on a holographic video before him.
Or more. Now let's attempt Schleicher's fable. Repeat after me.
At another time, he bounces his basketball as he walks the ship's corridors. At the lesson.
Jewis, Jasmachwelne Nachest. Akunsa, da drukta.
Perfect.
A movie plays.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Flimsy, sir.
Thank you.
As T.E. Lawrence, Peter O'Toole extinguishes a match with his fingertips. Silhouetted against the screen, David watches.
You do that once too often. It's only flesh and blood.
Michael George Hartley, you're a philosopher.
And you're balmy.
Hair dye plasters his roots. At a mirror, David styles his dry hair.
Oh! It damn well hurts.
Certainly it hurts.
Well, what's the trick then?
The trick, William Potter, is not minding that it hurts.
The trick, William Potter, is not minding that it hurts.
David combs his golden hair to match Peter O'Toole's style. Later, he moves through a dark corridor.
Not minding that it hurts.
David halts, wavering unsteadily. Quickly regaining his balance, he observes racked silver billiard balls in a queue rolling across a blue felt table. Frowning, David moves to a panel and types.
Attention, destination threshold.
Lights blink on and off throughout the corridors as he returns to the cockpit.
Attention, destination threshold.
He flips switches, activating lights and computers across the bridge. Holographic screens blink on above the front stations, each offering individualized data. David strides to one and pushes a button. From the nose, outer panels part, giving view through the glass windows to a pale gray planet floating amidst a sea of stars. David steps forward, his eager gaze fixed on the lonely orb. His deep-set blue eyes shine wistfully. Now, Near an enormous ringed planet, the stocky insect-shaped Prometheus turns. Later, David opens a pair of doors. Looking down, he cocks his head and frowns. A sleeper pod lies open and empty. He follows wet prints of bare feet down a corridor's black rubber floor. On illuminated floor panels, a soaking wet woman clad in bandaged-like undergarments does push-ups with a determined stare. David arrives outside her door.
Robe!
David fully parts the partially open doors and steps into the chamber. The lean woman's long blonde hair drips around her face as she completes her routine. David presents her with a robe.
How long?
She puts it on.
2 years, 4 months, 18 days, 36 hours, 15 minutes.
Any casualties?
Casualties, Mom?
Has anyone died?
No, Mom. Everyone's fine.
She takes clothes from a rack.
Well, then wake him up.